things from happening. But you can't go on offense. You can't make good things happen as a goalie. You need a team to do that, and that's what we had.
The 2014-14 B incumbent candidate DFLer Zach Dorholt, along with 14A first-time DFL candidate Dan Wolgamott, hosted a campaign rally on Friday in downtown St. Cloud. Held at local restaurant Jules Bistro, the rally featured a guest appearance from the Minnesota governor, Mark Dayton. In a press conference held after the 40-minute campaign stop, Dayton touched on his own campaign and other issues facing the state of Minnesota, including issues facing residents of St. Cloud.
Governor, what was your reaction to the state Republican Party's decision to use images of Eric Dean, the 4-year-old boy that was murdered by his stepmother, in an ad against you?
I thought it was a terrible ad. I'm not going to say more than that. Families ask that we respect their privacy. I think that that's what we should do.
Governor, the Star Tribune had a story today saying that rates for MNsure were not at 4.5%. They were higher. Where are the rates really at?
Well, I maintain that we said it honestly and straightforward. I said that you take the four plans that are going, we're in it this year, are going to be in it next year, and their average increase is 4.5%. Now, you can slice and dice the numbers to come up with different results, but some people say weighted average, but a weighted average is average of what's happening this year. That's not representative of what's going to happen next year, especially with the volatility and going from the first to second year of the program. So, you know, people will make up, well, we still have the lowest rates of any state in the nation from what the last report I've seen. Without preferred one, we have the lowest rates of any state in the nation. We're down to, if a 40% drop in Minnesotans who are without health insurance, we have more people covered than any other state except Massachusetts. So, I mean, there's a lot of progress and more than it needs to be done. But, you know, the people that are just attacking MNsure every chance they get and attacking the Affordable Care Act, I mean, they want us to go back to the survival of the richest, where you just throw it open and everybody writes their own policy, and those who can afford them get them, and those who can't go to the emergency rooms instead and raise the rates for everybody else. So, you know, no one's come up with a positive alternative. They just want to keep bashing away at MNsure.
If re-elected governor on November 4th, what types of plans are you going to be implementing in order to not only create but sustain jobs in Minnesota?
Well, I don't know what you mean by a lot of businesses are closing. You know, the overall statistics are that their job creation in this area is booming. You've got a growing population, growing number of jobs. The wages are increasing. The unemployment rate is below 4% last time I looked in St. Cloud. So, I mean, you can find examples if you want to look for the, you know, glass is a 1/4 empty factor. But, you know, overall, I think this area is thriving, will continue to thrive. Does that mean it needs to get better? Absolutely. Do we need to bring more businesses here? Absolutely, yes. We've been working with a number of the ones, New Flyer and others here, to keep adding jobs, and we'll continue to do so. But, you know, compared to what the situation was when I took office in January 2011, St. Cloud and central Minnesota and the whole state are a lot better.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Vicki Iacago.